morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a noon day. Thanks for waking up with us here at WFHR. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. We appreciate you all joining us. Thanks so much for waking up with us, everybody. We'll be hanging out with you for the next hour. We got good things coming up for you. A bunch of stories. We're going to get into some Halloween safety tips. Hollywood safety tips was for a second there what I was going to do, which is a whole other subject.
Halloweeny safety tips.
Yes.
From Hollywood.
I like Halloweeny safety tips. I like that too. We've got that one coming up for you a little bit later. We got some other fun topics that we will be diving into, like what are some useless things you've memorized? What are useless things you've memorized? I thought it's a fun topic.
It is a fun topic. And for me, it's a toss up between I have a lot of phone numbers in my head. A lot of phone numbers.
That's got to be high up on the list. We'll get into that one in a little bit. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a little bit of entertainment news. And Liam Neeson did a big article interview with People Magazine recently, and talked about his illustrious career. We see Liam Neeson there's generations out there that know him as like the Taken Man, and you know I have a particular set of skills and some of these things, and he's been an action star in so much of his life, but I think that there are people that might be surprised. He was the hero of Steven Spielberg's Best Picture, best work he ever did in Schindler's List. Mm. Earned an Oscar nomination for it. He was a Jedi, of course, in Star Wars and Love Actually. One of his more I think genuine performances is in Love Actually, where you
that's
really,
a good movie.
You see a true like a thespian. You know, Liam Neeson's got he has got some range when it comes to an actor, but of course, he's made quite a career at, you know, doing the revenge drama and a lot of that stuff and everything. And it pays the bills, man. It's been really good.
He plays a good bad guy.
But it's something about them that you know, you certainly don't know when you read a script. You've got to use a lot of your imagination to imagine, hey, not only can I do this, but it can be good and good for my career. Mm-hmm. When you're Liam Neeson. When you're me, hey, is it a script? Okay, I'll do it. but when you're him, you know, you get to make
does
these choices.
Does it come with a paycheck? Awesome.
And
total bonus.
So he gets the Taken script and he's getting some of these action scripts and he's asking his agent and then he's talking to the directors and everything. Like, you guys know how old I am, right? he really was a little surprised by that. But of course, you know, fast forward and everything. He's done three of those Taken movies. He's done about eight or nine other action movies since then.
Well, the beauty about film is that so much of it can be...
Yeah. Edited and
faked.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word, that means faked.
Tom Cruise is like 5'5". You know, and most of the audience out there would be shocked by that. Yeah. You know, camera angles and so many things they have done in his career to kind of benefit him to be an action star. Liam Neeson to a similar thing, not height-wise, but age-wise, to your point. Yeah. They will, you know, they will choreograph, the choreography for the action scenes will fit his speed.
They would choreograph it in the way that it works best for him.
Jackie Chan, I think, made this, personified this. Throughout his whole career, you see early in his career some of the action he did and some of the stuff he did later, yet we all of us think of Jackie Chan as just, you know, the same guy throughout his career, but he adapted to his age, he adapted to his body. Liam Neeson has done that as well, but one of the questions that comes up often for him is, have you thought about retirement and when you're going to retire? And quote, I'm 72, it has to stop at some stage. Neeson, who performs in his own fight scenes, but leaves the more intricate stunts to longtime collaborator Mark Manzlow. Shout out to his stunt coordinator and his stunt guy there. You can't fool audiences. I don't want Mark to be fighting my fight scenes for me. Maybe the end of next year. I think that's it.
Hmm.
So he's eyeing the end of 2025 as the end of his kind of his action career. Now, anybody who pays attention to the word retirement knows that that word can mean, you know, Joaquin Phoenix famously retired from acting like 10 years ago, 15 years ago or whatever, and has won an Oscar since then. Okay. Daniel Day-Lewis retired and just came out of retirement, so it doesn't really...
But even not for Hollywood actors, everyone we know,
yes,
they retire and they get busier.
Yeah, yeah.
But because the thing is, if you retire and you do nothing, what if you sit in a chair... That's where they're going to find you.
Yeah, yeah. My Nana was raise
that's
seven
the saying
kids.
That I've heard. I don't know.
I've heard it too. In fact, I believe from my grandparents, I've heard that phrase. My nana, famous in our family, moved to Wisconsin, her and my papa, to retire, to take it easy. Mm. They moved up here, and she was here for a month and found a job at a hotel. That's certain, not just certain ages. I think that this is more of the norm than I think we realize. We focus on certain generations because they're older than us, mm-hmm. and they're doing it right now.
Yeah. But there's also the worry of not having enough retirement savings to stay retired.
I have spent the last 2 months almost up every night with my mom and dad about this subject. Mm-hmm. And about my mom being scared that she has to go back to work or something. Yeah. And I'm only sharing this because I know so many other people out there are going through this stuff. Mm-hmm. And me and my father trying to convince her, that ain't happening. No way you are going back to work. You earn retirement. My parents never thought for a second they were going to be here, that they were going to get a chance to retire. Now that they have, I will give every single penny I have to make sure that doesn't happen. and then there's my father, who, as a man and everything, whether this is machismo and silly machismo or not, he comes from that generation of, well, my family needs something, I'm supposed to provide for it. I'm like, Dad, you're in your 70s, man. I mean, it's not the case. No, I still got to go out there. I still got to find, you know, he's looking for construction jobs or something. You're so right about this. There is certainly the privilege of being able to choose if you want to retire, that part of it. But there's so many of us, I want to work. I chose the field I did, or it chose me if it is, in part because I don't have to ever really retire. My job,
look at Liam Neeson. He's 72 and he's still doing action films.
I love that aspect of it. But there's also, you know, in the back of my head, well, you may not have a choice. may not be able to retire. There's that part of it
as well. There's that part of it. And yeah, it's definitely a want. It should be a want. Mm-hmm. I mean, we work so hard in this society. So many of us work so hard. That when you get to, I don't know, the sundown years, the twilight years, the where you your body is saying, hey,
mm-hmm.
hey.
Yeah.
Hey, every time you move, remember me, I'm your back.
Yeah.
If you don't, I'm going to make you hurt.
God.
Okay, thanks.
There you are.
There's
okay.
a reminder.
Hey, back. I forgot about you. There you are.
I can't lift things like I used to. Yeah. You know, I mean, there should be a time in our lives that we get to when we want to slow down a little bit. I mean, it would be nice. I always joke, too, that I'll never be able to retire. Hmm. Like, my dream retirement is 3-day weekends. For the rest of my life.
It's funny and sad. It really hits.
Yeah.
We were talking about Selena Gomez the other day, and I talked to a couple listeners about this, and they recommended a couple of things that she has been talking about and doing recently. And part of why they did this, they were younger listeners that we have out there, and we say a shout out to them. Mm-hmm. One of the things that they brought up was, I was talking about how some of the younger people in her generation seem to have a better handle on social media. And popularity and fame and some of this. Some don't, certainly, but way more than child actors when we were growing up, they seem to have just a better handle on these things. And one of the things that Selena Gomez has brought attention to is a lot of the support system that a lot of child actors have nowadays that is very different than before.
Yeah.
There are plenty of parents trying to live vicariously through their kids. That still exists, of course. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that has gone in, to the pageant world and some of that. And I mean like children pageants. I'm not talking about like teenagers or anything.
No, like the TV shows.
Yeah. And you mentioned TV shows. A lot of it, almost all of it, has gone into reality TV. Mm-hmm. Like that type of personality that's looking for that has found, they're looking for.
Found a niche.
Yeah,
and good.
Yeah, and they're looking for it right away.
Right.
Like Selena Gomez's and Daniel Radcliffe's and these things, while they're child actors, that still took work. That still took time and patience to be able to get that. A lot of these people don't have that. They want their 15 seconds of fame right now.
And these kids started at a young age. I mean, Selena was, what, 10 when she started? And to have that kind of pressure that young, granted, social media was already around for them when we were young, James, and there were child actors their age starting then.
Yeah.
Social media wasn't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that they have the support system that they have because, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, can you, I can't even imagine.
I one of the things that she has done on social media that a lot of people have appreciated is trying to show, especially young women out there, that she is not perfect, and nobody is. Recently, she's been doing a lot of things with her. She's been having problems with her skin. She's been having pimples and everything. Mm-hmm. Which, side note, after the age of 18, none of us should get pimples.
Agreed.
None of us.
Agreed.
I don't care if you dump your face in grease every day. You should. It should not be a thing. There's a lot of stuff that happens as you get older.
It's a line that you cross.
This is the one thing we should. Our body should be like, you know what? You're done. All right. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
But she's been really candid about this, putting on social media. Even my skin is over me right now.
Yeah.
Just being very candid about it. But in major ways to try to like not give this perfect image.
Promote positivity about our bodies because of the perfection that media likes to put on humans. We're not perfect.
Mm-mm.
We're messy. We're animals. I mean, we're supposed to be nice, polite, you know, cordial animals, but we're still mammals.
We are. And I think, and maybe I'm alone on this one, but I think the most beautiful parts, the most sexy parts of people are oftentimes the parts that we think aren't. That would be airbrushed over in a magazine mm-hmm. or something like that. I love that part of a
and
human
I do,
being.
And I like seeing that subtle shift that has started.
Yeah.
We have started to see, you know, everybody represented, let's mm-hmm. say, mm-hmm. In our media that we're taking in. We've got all body sizes. We've got all body types. We've got all colors, all heights, all, you know, abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that is wonderful to see because guess what? We're all here.
Yeah.
We're all part of this. We all live on this rock.
Well, and you know, to any kind of advertising businesses, anything, all the above, they have dollars too. You know, it only makes sense to reach out to them as well and to have things that represent them, whether we're talking about TV, movies, or magazine covers or anything like that. I remember when Vogue...
Or representation in government?
Yes, first and foremost. When it comes to, like, Vogue years and decades ago or whatever and had a quote-unquote plus-size model on their cover for the first time and a lot
and
of people...
And she was what, a 10?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I remember them getting a lot of credit for, quote-unquote, credit for this
credit.
And everything.
Oh, please.
And all I could think of was, well, you know, there are women that size that buy those magazines, too. It only makes sense. Why would you not do that? It seems like business 101 to
but
reach a bigger audience.
But it was a joke.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Calling a woman that is, you know, between an 8 and a 14 plus size? Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's a pretty normal size.
Mm-hmm. It's only better for our society, certainly, for the things that you mentioned and we're touching on here. But also, if that doesn't reach you, if I can't reach your heart, let's reach your wallet. It's just smart marketing. It's just smart business to have more, whether we're talking about casting your TV show with these types of actors or your model, you have a magazine article that you're advertising or something like that. JCPenney realized this way ages ago, back in the day when they were handing out those magazines or those big old catalogs that we had.
Oh, you mean the booster seats you used to raise kids up at the table?
Every JCPenney catalog had a cornucopia of human beings.
You know, at one point
color,
in time,
of every size,
you only needed three of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get your 3-year-old tall enough at the table. Now you'd need like 20.
It's so true. It's
the
so
magazines
true.
Have gotten smaller.
They have.
But you know, it's almost like, James, it's almost like it's a really sad and bad joke that they're playing on us because they have put forward this, here is what you should look like and this is the perfect image. But here's the food we're going to feed you that's absolute garbage that we've filled with all these things that are going to make you fat and retain water and be hungry all the time and want to eat more of it and addict you with our chemicals and our things that make your body crave it. It's a bad joke.
Yeah, yeah. And we are the punchline.
Yep.
You know, which is unfortunate. And it's all the more reason why to be informed, not only about what you are putting into your body, but who the lawmakers are that are making it so that, you know, hey, these companies are not being held accountable or anything. Yes.
We want business to do whatever it wants to do because that's how you make profit. No, that's how you make people sick.
It is go time. We are rounding third and heading home. November 5th is right around the corner. Think of these things. And also keep in mind that we're almost to the end.
Mm.
We're almost
and you
there,
don't
everybody.
Have to wait.
Yes.
You can in-person absentee ballot right now, most likely. I mean, you got to check your municipality's hours and when they're open, but, you know, take your ID with you. get in, get your vote. Get your vote cast.
If you go to civicmedia.us, you can actually find a link that'll send you to a voting registration, voting information.
Yep. And you can check your registration, make sure you're all signed up and ready to go.
Be sure to do that, everybody. And bookmark that page, civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Not for any particular reason. Just think it's a really cool idea.
Hey, we're there. Yeah. That's a good reason.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. And if you're not registered to vote, you can register same day at the polls in Wisconsin, which is a wonderful thing about this state. We talk a lot about some of the negatives. We do have a lot of positives. We have a lot of good things that are happening here. I love this state. Oh. I love living here. I love the people. And I think we have so much going for us.
I talk a lot about the beauty of this state and a lot of the nature and environment of the state that I love and everything. But the thing that keeps me in this state is the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100% what keeps me in this state. There's a lot of beautiful states. And there's I don't know if it's beautiful as Wisconsin.
I don't know if there's any as beautiful as Wisconsin.
But there's a lot of beauty in this country. There's not a lot of Wisconsinites. You only get that here.
And
one of the things that we appreciate about this state and the people of this state is having each other's back, and that we are an example to the rest of the country of what it is to be a purple state. To be, hey, maybe I'm a Democrat and this is a Republican, or I'm a Republican and this is a Democrat, and we live next to each other. But guess what? We also give each other, you know, sugar. Our kids know each other. Our kids go to school together and play together. All these things. This is the way America's meant to work. Mm-hmm. This is the way America's meant to roll. We are a machine, and that's how it works best. The outliers. There are a handful of politicians. There are a handful of people in this state that are trying to divide us. And you can tell the ones. Mm-hmm. They're not going to come out and tell you they're trying to divide us. They do it with their actions. They do it with their words. They do it with their attack ads that are ridiculous and don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Please call up 715-424-2600 and tell me that an attack ad changed your mind.
That's your favorite line right now. I love it.
And it's so noteworthy because you're not going to get anybody calling up.
No.
You ain't going to get it.
No, nobody's going to. But I got to say that, you know, the community that we build by being neighborly, by talking to our neighbors, by talking to the people in our community. And is this a good time to segue into talking about our new show?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I'm really excited about it. And since you agreed to my release date, if that's the right word for it, start date, whatever, I'd love to share with the audiences we're going to launch Community Stories on November 12th.
Yay!
The Tuesday after election. It's going. It's happening. We've named it. We've said it on the radio.
Yes. Yes. November 12th, everybody.
Yeah.
So we got a real great opportunity a couple months back. A big shout out to Sage and our family at Civic Media, giving us the afternoons to be live with you.
Yes. To have local radio here in our community.
In the afternoons.
Yes.
Something that WFHR has not done in decades, really. Doing live content in the afternoons. We have this great opportunity with Playmakers, of course, to be able to talk local high school sports and being able to cover those things for you in real time. As much as I love that show and I love being able to do that show with the audience and everything, the thing that we've been so excited about behind the scenes is this Tuesday and Thursday show from 5 to 6 that you can look forward to in November, everybody. Mm-hmm.
And on Tuesday, it's going to be Community Stories. The first series will are stories that I have collected from veterans in our area. And let me tell you, James, as much as the editing process for me has been a bit of an uphill battle, and I've learned a lot. I've learned so much about, you know, better ways to do interviews and better ways to record them. And this is, you know, pushing my boundaries of my skill level, but I'm learning.
Yeah.
But I smile so much when I'm doing the editing because these stories are fantastic. I can't wait to share them with you. And then on Thursdays from 5 to 6, it's going to be Community Stories Junior. Mm-hmm. And these are stories from our young people. So I've got a bunch of interviews that I've done with our theater kids from this summer that will be part of that. And then also, what is going to be the feature to start with are stories from the Nakusa Middle School Tech Ed class.
Ooh.
So they have a 1-to-1 3D printers there in Nakusa with these 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And these young people have been sharing their stories with me about learning the process of 3D printing, which really is, it's a solution-based concept.
Yes, yeah.
Instead of, you know, well, I have this problem. Mm-hmm. It's, I have something I can figure out a solution for.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the ability to do it because I can print anything I want. And it's so fascinating to hear these kids in their voices talk about this process and just, you know, life in general. So I'm really excited to share this story. It's also going to include Tale Time.
Yeah.
Which is Adventures with Animal Friends with Kevin the Cat, which you guys have gotten to hear the first episode of here in parts. I've sent it out to a few people to get some feedback and to hear from kids to see if they liked it. So we're excited to launch that. It's an original story about you guys have heard me talk about Kevin. He's a shelter cat that I rescued, and he's just an awesome dude. So I'm excited to share his stories, excited to launch the show because it's been so long in the making, but it's almost here.
And I appreciate not only the time and effort you have put into this behind the scenes and everything, but your commitment to giving the audience greatness. It's something that I appreciate, and that I also feel for you, because it's a very similar disease you and I have when it comes to that. But it's going to show, and we're really, really looking forward to that. And there is nothing on the radio like this. There's nothing out there. There's a million sports talk radio shows. What I do, there's plenty of that out there. We try to do a different spin of it, and we try to give you something different and local, of course. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, there's plenty of sports talk radio out there. There's nothing like this, what you're talking about and what you're creating here, Melissa. And I cannot wait for it to premiere.
Thank you. But I'm excited to showcase all of you, our community, and share your stories. So if you're interested, I actually have an email address for this now.
Nice.
CommunityStories@civicmedia.com or .us, sorry. Mm-hmm. And I said it wrong the first time. Dang it. Redo.
Don't.
Can we?
And one and two.
I totally forgot. CommunityStories@civicmedia.us is the email address. Please email me there if you would like to be included, because I'm looking for the next series after the veteran series. I would like to interview police officers and firefighters, emergency responders, EMTs, you know, nurses, doctors, anybody who works in that field, because I feel like those stories, especially, you know, now when they need attention and they need to be shared. People need to know what some of those people are going through, and then also the joys and the beauty of those jobs, because they are.
That's I cannot wait.
If you're in any of those fields, including veterans, do please reach out. CommunityStories@civicmedia.us. I would love to share your story with the community and to highlight the beauty of where we live.
And be coming up real soon for you, everybody. We'll be talking more about this as we get closer to it. Looking forward to it.
November 12th.
Yeah. Oh, it's so exciting. Good on you for doing that, by the way, too.
Very impromptu. I just threw that at you.
It was so good. I didn't want to say anything necessarily, but I want the audience to know so much that was not planned, and that is awesome. God, I love that. That is what radio is all about. We're encouraging you to check out the Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant. It is coming up this weekend. They have a Friday night open dress rehearsal that you can attend if you would like.
Oh, that's cool.
This is a great opportunity to not only check this out, but maybe if you're not able to make it Saturday, you'll be able to take in the event and be able to support these kids. And then, of course, the big show itself is this Saturday, 6 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Support these kids. Take in a great show. Find out more and get your tickets at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Special shout out to all the girls, all the kids that joined us. Appreciate all the workshops that they were able to do, and all the people that worked on this, the volunteers, and certainly a big thank you to them and their schedulers, mm-hmm. and Pam in scheduling all these kids.
Absolutely. And you can find an article about that with links to the Midday Magazine interviews at WFHR.com or WisCountry.com.
Yeah. Be sure to check that out, everybody. More on our newsletter before we wrap up today. Just had one thing I wanted to mention, a programming note. Due to technical issues on Monday, we were not able to broadcast our interview with the ladies from Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant. So we will broadcast the interview Friday, 4 o'clock, right here, our first segment of Midday Magazine.
Awesome.
Amelia, Ruby, and Addison joined us. Incredible talkers. Did a great job. Encourage you to check out that interview. It's been a pleasure this fall to meet and visit with the contestants and hear a little bit about them. Good luck to all the wonderful young ladies in our area. We wish them all the very best on this weekend with the pageant. Mm-hmm. And just real quick, wanted to remind everybody that our friends at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater have Matilda kicking off this week, this Friday. They will be going from Friday to October 25th to November 2nd. Get your tickets at CWAC.org.
It's going to be such a fun show.
It's going to be a good one. And when we get a chance, I do want to talk a little Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater with you. We didn't get a chance to talk about the karaoke night.
Yeah.
And I wanted to put a little focus on that. So why don't we go ahead and get into that when we get back on our after our news break. We got a good news break coming up for you. We will cover some local, some state and local news. We got our sports in there. Shout out to our friend Mike Clements. Good to have Mike back. Nice to hear Mike back on there and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
But before we do all that, we got to take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for tipping me off to the Wizard of Oz. I went and picked up my ticket yesterday.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
It's at the Rams Auditorium.
Oh, Rams Auditorium.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. So Friday, Saturday evening, and Sunday afternoon.
Awesome.
There's very few things that are better than seeing a kid's show. Mm-hmm. There really is.
And the Wizard of Oz is a classic.
Yeah. Would you do us a favor, sir, if you get the time after you take in the show, give us a call back, let us know what you thought, how you felt, how it was and everything.
All right.
Thank you. We appreciate
awesome.
It. Maybe we'll make a new segment out of that. Get some review.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Appreciate you. Have a great day, sir.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great call.
And yes, thanks for correcting us on where it is. It's at Rams.
Mm-hmm. So. Be sure to take in that show. We'll have more on that in our good stories of the day a little bit later, everybody. For now, we'll get to our news break. Come back with more show. Morning show at WFHR.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch.
I don't know what this is.
I want to keep listening.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, I love this.
Seth gets all the prizes today.
Every bit of love, shout out to Seth Habegger, our production manager, our master, our genius of bumpers. the bumper king.
Yes.
Oh, that is good. The five blobs. Beware of the blob. There was a time where you could name your band and your hit song would have something to do with the name of your band.
Yes.
It doesn't exist anymore. But
no, because nobody wants to be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. I had never heard that before.
That is so great. I'm going to have to look that up and listen to the whole thing.
I got to hear the whole song.
Yeah.
Got to hear the whole song. There's a couple
things. And you got to hope there's a video.
Yes, absolutely.
Even just the band performing it.
I wanted to touch on a couple of in-house things, if you will. One of them kind of involves our in-house, sort of, our second home, if you will, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yeah.
Recently, in recent months, really, they've been doing some fun, different things over there, while evolving some of the stuff that they had been doing over there. And one of the things that I appreciate, and I've talked to Gretchen quite a bit about, is making use of the second studio that they have, the smaller theater, if you will, the Lewis Canton Studio Theater.
Yes.
One of the things that they are doing is giving a lot of, they've had a lot of shows there, you know this better than most. You did a one-woman show there that was fantastic.
Thank you.
And
it was fun.
And set the bar.
I can never do it again.
For those of us, I don't blame you, for future shows like that.
Hate Mail.
Yes.
That's coming up. I don't know the dates, though. When's it happening?
Coming up in November.
Okay, good.
We'll talk more about it as we get a little closer to it. But just
Director Seth Habegger.
Yeah. Seth is directing Beth and I in Hate Mail. It's going to be a really fun show. We'll talk more about that soon. But things like that. And what they recently did last Friday, the spooky karaoke that they did. You got to attend some of that.
No, I didn't get to attend, but I saw pictures. Yeah, I was out of town. I would have been there, but it was a weekend to get away to see my nieces and my brothers, and so I had to take advantage of it before the snow flies. But I saw pictures. I heard it was so much fun. I'm hoping to include this in a little clip that's going to air on Wisco Weekends this weekend. I've got to contact Lisa and let her know I might do that, and have a conversation with Laura today about her experience, because she went and took her kiddos, and they were were dressed to the nines. Like, these girls knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. I mean, a shout out to all of her kids. They're so, not only their creativity, but they're so great with these costumes.
The individuality and personality of these young ladies is just fantastic to see. And everybody there that got up on stage and sang and had a good time, I saw some pictures of it Gretchen posted. It looked like a blast.
Yeah, Laura was raving about it, but you could barely hear her over the kids. The kids were really excited, really enjoyed it, had a great time.
And that's
time.
The thing. They made it, you know, open to all, so everybody could come. It was family friendly, just a good time. And there's not a lot of that, especially karaoke, that you can bring your kiddos to.
Shout out to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Get your tickets for The Silver Foxes, Let the Spirit Move You, coming up tomorrow. Is there a premiere tomorrow?
That's crazy.
2 o'clock matinee tomorrow over at the Lewis Canton Studio, or at the, I think it's on the main stage, actually, this one.
It might be because it's a bigger a bigger cast, I think.
But it is definitely at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, so you go right over there and get your tickets for that. Again, 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow, 6 o'clock show on Friday, and Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee to wrap everything up. Get your tickets for that, and of course for White Christmas. All of that information for you at wrctheater.org. Melissa, you mentioned stories you're working on and everything. One of the things that you work so well on behind the scenes is our newsletter, and I want to remind everybody about our newsletter. I got another episode coming up this week.
Episode edition
is a better word.
There we go. Yes, I did the same thing on Pat Kreitlow's show this morning. But yes, we have a wonderful team here at Wisconsin Rapids. Laura writes articles. Chuck Gennaro writes articles. I'm really excited for the debut of Michael Comer. Is that how you say his last name?
Yeah.
This weekend this week, I've got a sports write-up from him that will be leading our article this week, and it's a great read. And you know me, and you know my opinion on sports. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed reading his article. So I can't wait to share this with you, and it's going to continue to grow and evolve as we have more input from our listeners, what you want to see in the newsletter, what you want to know about what's going on in the community. And if you're wanting to contribute, absolutely reach out. melissa.k@civicmedia.us. We would love to know more about what you want to hear from us.
Go to WFHR.com, sign up for the newsletter, everybody.
It's right on our homepage.
Yeah, it's right there. You can't miss it. And it is becoming and it is going to be your go-to news source for Central Wisconsin news.
Thursday around noon, I think mine landed in my inbox at like 12:03.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
So that's when it will come out every week, and you will have features from on the week before, happenings over the weekend that Laura provides for us, of what's coming up, your weather forecast from our very own Brittany Merlot.
Yeah.
And featured articles of what's happening around the state and especially in our local area.
There's a lot of great stuff that we're going to be putting in there. And one of the things that we're going to try to do, and something we try to do actually in a lot of ways on a lot of layers, where we're more encouraging people to audition for shows or be a part of things at your local theaters, or we're inviting you on Director's Cut or something like that. We know how talented this community is. We know how many great individuals there are out there and these untapped resources. Michael is a perfect example of this.
Yes.
He is an idiot savant when it comes to high school sports.
Man,
he knows so much stuff about this and is so intertwined in it and loves it and breathes it and has a passion for it. We should put that to work.
Yes,
we should be taking advantage of that.
I can't wait for you to read the article.
It's a good article. He does great writing. He's a good writer, too. And this guy's just been sitting there not being used nearly enough, I think.
And now we can.
We're going to put him to work.
Yes, we are.
We appreciate
that.
Which
he already does. He has his own business. I don't remember the name of the website right now, but it's like Wisconsin Sports Broadcast or something like that. It will be linked in the newsletter.
Yeah. And we're looking forward to a talk with Michael today on Playmakers. We'll be highlighting a little bit of our high school sports action.
In fact, I think you can get a preview of that article on our Facebook page right now.
Go check that out, everybody. That's pretty cool. Again, WFHR.com, the website to check out. We'll go ahead and take our quick break here, our final break of the hour. When we come back, what are some useless things you have memorized that you still remember years later? Wrap up with that one and some good stories of the day on our schedule here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. Got some fun stuff to get into. We'll talk on, about some local things going on in our community, some good stories of the day. But for right now, sort of a That Ain't Right story. What are some useless things you got stuck in your head that you can't get out? You might not be able to remember, you know, math equations and your social security number or something like that.
Oh, gosh. Boy, I hope you can remember that one.
Boy, can you remember 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Or old school members, you know, out there and everything. Rosa's Fashions at Large. Commercials. Commercials get stuck in your head. It's clearance, Clarence. Commercials. They get stuck in your head. The good ones. The good ones.
The good ones. Rocket Septic.
Oh, there you go. There's a
clown. Oh, that's not how it goes. But yes. Yeah, no.
That's a good one.
When it does, it runs through my head. I get stuck in there.
It's an interesting list. It's an interesting idea of thinking about things that you've memorized that you can't get out of. I have to say that I've got probably about two or three different phone numbers in my head, I would say, that have not been in operation for over a decade.
Two or three?
At
That's
least.
It, James?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I remember my home phone number when I was a kid. Okay. I remember both of my grandparents' phone numbers. Mm. I remember my mom's phone number. I remember my brother's cell phone number. I remember my three best friends' home phone numbers because they're all the same.
Oh, okay.
Not as the same numbers. They're the same area code, and the last four numbers are the same. They're just all mixed up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
6185, 6158. 5861.
you in our break here, you brought up a good one. It got me thinking. We're going to be doing a Halloween special for the audience, and one of the things that Seth asked me to do was do the Raven. Mm. Every year I read the Raven, and I used to do it on the air here, mm-hmm. a condensed version. But I didn't realize how much of it I have memorized still, and how little I have use for it in society. Like there's very few times where it would be really good right now, quoting the Raven. You know, that really set the mood. That really, not a lot of times that. There are so many lines mm-hmm. I have remembered from plays I did in 10th grade.
I wish that I would remember more lines from shows. Mm. Like the one woman show that I did for a month after that. Every once in a while, I would just start in and see how far I could get. And for that first month, I could still get through the whole thing. and that's an hour. Mm. As an hour of constant talking. Yeah, I was very impressed with myself. But after that month, it's gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. I mean, maybe if I read through it a few times, but no, there are definitely some Bible verses from childhood stuck around. The Ten Commandments, the Three Angels Message, quite a few Proverbs and Psalms, because those were common ones that we memorized every year.
I can see that.
Yeah, and definitely the Three Angels Message in Revelation was one we did every year as growing up Seventh-day Adventist.
I think that that's certainly one that I imagine a lot of the audience can relate to with verses, Bible mm-hmm. verses, some of that. I think not the same thing by any means, but similar with when it comes to music and things that get stuck in our head tend to be music-y or have a little bit of a music.
Earworms.
Yeah, TV theme songs. Mm-hmm. That's another one. Cast your tears away, worries for another day. Pass your tears away, down a frag of rock. Down a frag of rock. I don't know. I have not heard that theme song.
What's the Reading Rainbow one?
Butterfly reading? In the sky.
That one.
I can fly twice as high.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Good stuff. And I promise not to sing anymore. the theme songs get stuck in our heads, too. We remember these things. And I haven't heard the Reading Rainbow theme song since I was 10.
Yeah, but all I had to do was it's still right
Boom,
there.
Right there. There are a lot of jingles, mm-hmm. you know, and those kind of things. It just seems to be a lot of what I'm seeing from people online. A lot of it is the music stuff mm-hmm. that gets stuck in our head.
Well, because music is such a good way. Like, I don't have any poetry memorized, which I feel a little sad about. But the only one that I do remember is The Highwayman.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because Lorena McKennitt set it to music.
Mm, yeah.
And it's a beautiful piece, and it's a beautiful poem.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love it because it was
beautiful.
In Anna Green Gables.
Oh, nice!
It's what the piece that she did at the White Sands Hotel in her very fancy dress.
I would love to hear from you. We'll keep this topic going, everybody. Let us know what gets stuck in your head or earworms that you have. 715-424-2600. And I don't mean just today. We'll keep this going through the rest of the week. Let us know some of those that get stuck in your head and if they're fun or not. Or some of them can be frustrating, I'm sure.
Wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. Moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon the cloudy seas.
Any subject that we do, that I'm just gonna start doing things that make you want to sing or have to sing. I'm just gonna start doing that more and more.
I love that poem. I gotta listen to the song now.
It's a good one. Lorena McKenna. Beautiful song. Mm-hmm. We've got some great stuff lined up for you today, and some great things going on in our community over the next couple of days.
Much happening.
Want to get into some of that today from 4 to 5. Be sure to join us for Midday Magazine. In part one, we're gonna sit back with Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel, get a Wood County update from him. We'll have our good friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record. Always looking forward to seeing them. Mm-hmm. And in part two, we're going to talk with our great friends from the ODC. We're going to get into things with Lisa, talk about some of the stuff that they have coming up and some of the great things that they are doing throughout the holiday season.
Yeah, and then the follow-up from their haunted house.
Yeah.
Didn't that happen last weekend?
Yeah. I want to talk about that. Of course, today, Playmakers from 5 to 6. Be sure to join us for that. Our phones are wide open and working.
Big please call out. James.
Yes, please do, everybody. I don't want it. Nobody wants to hear my voice anymore. Please call up and take over the conversation. We're looking forward to talking to you a little bit later today. 5 to 6 for Playmakers. After that, about 7:05, the Luke Fickell Show. Wisconsin Badger head coach joins us on these airwaves every Wednesday at 7:05.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that as well. And some great community events going on. Melissa, it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. That means there's bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo. At the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. It starts at 6:30. And you can make it down. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. There will be food available, and you can have some fun with bingo.
Yeah, be sure to check that out, everybody, and support our Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. They certainly support this community.
Mm-hmm. And you have so much theater to go to this weekend. Mm-hmm. You're only going to be able to get it in if you go on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I mean, but there's so many options. You can check The Wizard of Oz out at the WRPS Junior Theater. That's going to be at the Rams Auditorium on Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2. It's $10 for adults, $5 for children 18 and under. And this is to support our middle school students in their performance. You've got Matilda at CWAC. You've got the Let the Spirit Move You at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. And I think even, wasn't it Marshfield Theater has a show this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing but great theater and great opportunities to support the arts in your communities, wherever you are listening to us, everybody. Keep in mind, Wisconsin finished dead last in supporting the arts in the union. Let's change that. Let's make a shift in that and make sure that our leaders, our community leaders, understand how important the arts are to our communities.
Absolutely.
These are all great events. Attend every one of them that you can. Looking forward to hearing more from our caller earlier about how that show was and stuff.
Oh, The Wizard of Oz is such a classic.
Great stuff going on at McMillan Library, everybody. Be sure to check out Four on the Floor tomorrow from 6:30 to 8 in the Fine Arts Center. Some of our favorite people. Four on the Floor return to McMillan to the stage monthly to give you some of the best classic jazz you're going to hear. Join Four on the Floor tomorrow from 6:30 to 8 at McMillan Library's Fine Arts Center. That is going to be a really good show. Really good show.
Absolutely.
And want to remind everybody as well that Halloween at the Y is coming up this Friday.
Oh, fun.
5:30 to 8. Join them for a family fun night, kid-friendly haunted house, games with prizes, costume contests, face painting, arts and crafts, and a photo booth. And this is free with a donation of a non-perishable food item. So
nice.
This isn't just great and easy and great for parents. Hey, I know where my kids are. It's a safe environment. The Y is a lot of fun. But and it gives something for the kids to look forward to and do.
And another excuse to put your costume on.
Yes. But you are also helping those in need in our community with these non-perishable food items. And your child is seeing you helping those in need. Which is vitally important going forward. The kids seeing adults acting like adults.
Model the behavior you want to see in your children.
Mm-hmm. Check out more at over at their website, of course, at swcymca.org, swcymca.org, and be sure to make plans to attend Halloween at the Y.
And if you want some more holiday fun, don't forget about the Historic Point Bus.
Yeah,
they've also got their Spirit Walk on Saturday. I really hope to make it to that because I haven't been yet, and I want to so bad. rad.
One of the biggest things that I recommend to people when it comes to events is the Spirit Walk. Mm-hmm. Like, out of all the events we have in our area, that is one of the top ones I recommend to people. It's such a great event. It's such a great fun time.
And that's Saturday night. I believe it starts at 6. But you have something that starts Saturday morning.
Yeah, the Winter Farmers Market is back, everybody. And it kicks off this Saturday from 9 to 1 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South.
Mm-hmm.
They got so much nice room over there. They're going to make use of it with these great vendors. If you would like to be a part of this, if you're a vendor out there, you can find out more at wrmoravian.org. And of course, to attend this event, support local, everybody. This is the definition of supporting local and supporting our ag industry.
Get in your Christmas shopping early.
Yeah, be sure to do that.
And when you're done with those fun things on Saturday, head over to Port Edwards to go to their trunk or treat in their parking lot there by the municipal building from 4 to 6. And they have a haunted house at El Cafe. How cool is that?
It's such a good idea. That's such a fun idea. And, you know, something I don't think about, I hadn't really thought much about, Melissa, but to the audience, you're welcome. Like, you don't even have to worry about making plans. We just gave you a whole outline of things to do and all that.
Multiple choices of things to do.
You're all set. You don't even got to worry about this.
The Wisconsin Rapids Miss Wisconsin Teen Pageant is going on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's the Day of Caring on Saturday with the United Way.
Yes.
So, you know, if you still want to get in on that, I know you can probably still email Ben Eberline and get in on the volunteering.
Yeah, we encourage you to do so, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody who has already signed up to volunteer for this event. Mm-hmm. And a shout out to our United Way. It's going to be a fun Saturday. A lot of good things going on this weekend. Find out more at uwswac.org and be sure to sign up if you can. This is a lot of fun today. It's a good show, Melissa.
Yeah, good show, James.
We'll be back at it tomorrow, everybody. Be sure to join us then for more great show. And have a great day. Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.